This is WSGW. This is your morning team show. It's Dave and Pat and Cheryl.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
And you, of course.
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent.
Some Johnny Rivers for you this morning.
Giving you a number and taking away your name.
I'm kind of feeling like a secret agent man this morning, I must tell you. It's 7:42, by the way. You're listening online at WSW.com. You're listening with 100.5 and 790 and with Alexa and Siri helping out. And you're listening out of the studios of WSGW here on Tittabawassee Road in Carlton Township to wherever you may be listening this morning. Thank you for doing so. So, yeah, I'm sure others that have experienced this know what's going on, but I didn't really have a clue. This actually, I've had this for a little while, but I'm finally getting a chance to get around to mentioning this. License renewal. You got the brand new license that you're supposed to have, the star,
which allows you to fly,
allows you to travel or go into government buildings or what have you, whatever. Okay, fine. Actually had to do this when I had to renew my license. I had to do it in person. I got in, Secretary of State had done the suspension of need to do this. It gave people extra time. I fell in the window just when they started to once again allow appointments and what have you, and I got in rather quickly online and took care of it. What I didn't expect was when I get my license, which I'm holding here, it's nice. Got the gold star. See, I'm starred. And on the back, everything. It's enhanced driver's license on the back, and my medical data. Go ahead and if I die, take whatever you think you can use. Not sure anyone else would want what I have, but you're welcome to it. Everything's encoded now. My date of birth. It says here recorded data, birth, expiration. What? Yeah, do they know something I don't know?
So how do they card someone if they don't have the birth date on?
Yeah, it's on the front.
Saying
everything's for organ donations. Okay. Everything's encoded, including everything you need and whatever. So that's kind of cool. But also got you guys must have if you've done the same thing. I got my little protective.
Oh, it's a cover.
Yeah.
Oh, you can put your
what is this?
In.
Well, yeah. What is this? What you get is it's a enhanced driver's license and state ID card, radio frequency protection sleeve.
Huh.
This radio frequency protection sleeve shields your enhanced driver's license or state ID card from unauthorized radio frequency identification readers (RFIDs). The RFID tag does not include any personal information, just a unique reference number. When you need to access your enhanced driver's license or state ID card, remove it from this protective sleeve. Keep the card in its sleeve when not in use. What? I wasn't expecting this. Yeah, so apparently whatever I have can now be accessed. Looks like I wouldn't have anything that would be useful to anyone who's going to try and use unauthorized radio frequency identification against me, but there you go. So yeah, so I'm supposed to slip it in my little sleeve here,
which you just did.
And when you put it, what do I do with my wallet? Uh-oh.
Well, anyway, I don't have it.
It used to be you just kind of slip it in there, and there it was. But now. So I put it in here, and now I've got to put this in my wallet. My wallet was not made for a protective sleeve. It was just thin enough for me to get the license in there. I didn't know about this. Huh. And like I said, I'm sure others have experienced this too, but yeah, I'm like, what is this? What is this little thing here? And then I read it and it's like, whatever.
Do you really need the sleeve though? Once you've got it in your wallet, how's it going to penetrate the wallet? I don't know.
And I think probably I'm going to remove it and not do it. I just think it was kind of cool to have for a while. And I haven't had to show my license yet. I'm waiting for someone to say, can I see your license? I want to pull this out and say, yo, just a moment, please. I need to remove it from its protective sleeve, and here you go. I've been dying to do that, and, I don't drink, so I don't get carded. Not that I get carded in the first place, but, haven't had the need. But, yeah, so there you go. If you're getting the new like I said, those who have already done this, you probably already know that. But if you haven't yet, yeah, you'll get in your gold star, your enhanced data, and the protective sleeve.
I see.
For your license. So there you go. I was also having fun, too. Spent an hour and a half on hold yesterday trying to reach the Secretary of State by phone. Something I discovered is that you cannot call your local Secretary of State branch anymore. There are no numbers.
Statewide number?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it is a statewide calling number now. Really? All right, fine. The situation I got here is, son Charlie has now achieved his green card to get his permit so he can now start to get his hours that he needs driving with an adult,
right.
Me. Yep. But in order to do that, you have to go to a Secretary of State branch and, have it signed off. He's got to present an ID, whatever. Well, how do I do that? I go online and there's nothing, at least I couldn't find any provision that talked about there's license renewal, everything but student driver who's receiving, trying to get a permit, whatever. All right. Couldn't find it, so I call. Spent an hour and a half on hold. At least I put the phone on speaker so I wasn't wasting my time. And eventually I got through to somebody. I explained my situation and they said, you have to do that online. Where? Well, it's considered a first-time driver. First-time driver's license. I said, he's not really getting a license. He's just getting a permit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's where you go. Okay. So I have to make an appointment online? Yeah. Well, I said, on your online site, it says something about you could make special appointments in advance for the next day. You could do that, sir. Well, how do I do that? Well, you have to do that online. So I can't do any of this by phone. No.
Yeah.
Well, you go online and try and book an appointment. And I did a 50-mile radius search from where we are here. Most places are booked through until January or February.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
So this poor kid, and if others are in the same situation, moms and dads, call me personally and let me know, please.
Yeah.
Did you find
a
way around this?
Hmm.
All the kid wants to do is get his permit so he can start to drive and get some hours so he eventually can get his license.
Yeah, my grandson encountered something similar to
that. Yeah,
I couldn't get a road test.
So the advice is, it talks about booking appointments in advance, 24 hours, special. How do you do that? Well, you do it online. You have to go online each day and search to find for appointment cancellations or those special opportunities that pop up.
Oh.
I said, can I sign up for some kind of alert?
Right, yeah. Is there a waiting list?
Can I be notified?
Oh, man.
So, for the rest of the morning, you guys can do the show. I'm going to be online trying to find a... Unless I miss something. I mean, it was very nice, very helpful, and I get it, but it's like, wow.
He can't outright, he can't start recording his hours.
No,
for these next few months, unless you get an opening,
because you're supposed, because you got to get the special, the permit to do so. I mean, I don't want to get pulled over by police. And,
right.
So does he have his permit? Well, no, we couldn't get one, so I just thought he'd start driving anyway.
Yeah.
He's got his green card.
Someone texted and said, "Jeff, did you try Carroll or Standish?"
Oh yeah.
You checked those out already?
I checked those out.
Yeah.
And nothing against Standish, but. Like something a little close. Oh, thank you. Somebody else is going to call and maybe help me out here. It was just kind of funny. I mean, I'm online right now, and it says additional appointments open for booking at 8 a.m. Check back at those times for more appointments online. Anyway, I'm not the only one. I know others are dealing in the same situation. It's just kind of funny, though. So, but at least going back to the original start of the conversation, at least I've got my license.
Yes, you're set.
Housed in his protective sleeve. to make sure that personal information isn't going to be accessed. Oh, those that are dealing with all this and more, I know, and some are dealing with other things too. Patience, patience, patience. That's what we deal with.